Rahi here on the Hey on the Beis, we mentioned that there are three different shitas in the Rishonim as to why we need Dibur and Kiddushin. According to the Rid, we need Dibur because that's part of Kiyikach, it's part of the Maaseh Kiddushin. It's an integral part of the Maaseh Kiddushin itself, and that's what Kiyikach is telling me. We said that seems to be what the Torah's Gittin says as well. That's the shita of the Rid. Then we pointed out that the Ran seems to disagree. The Ran, later on in the Gemara and Daftes, but he alludes to it over here as well. The Ran says that Kiyikach doesn't tell me that Dibur is an integral part of the Maaseh Kiddushin. The Maaseh Kiddushin is the giving of the Kasef, the Maaseh Nesina, that's the whole Maaseh Kiddushin. But you need Dibur because there has to be a Gilei Das that comes from the Baal. That there has to be a Hochacha mitzad the Dibur or mitzad the Maaseh of the Baal that he wants Kiddushin. That's what Kiyikach tells me. Not that Kiyikach tells you that part of the Maaseh Kiddushin is Amira in addition to the Nesina, Nesina plus Amira, but rather, even though the Maaseh Nesina Sakesef is the full Maaseh Kiddushin, I need a Dibur as well. I need this external Hochacha. I need a Gilei Das mitzad the Baal, mitzad the Ish. A Hochacha mikach Dibur mikach Maaseh, as the Birka Shmuel explains, Hochacha mikach Dibur mikach Maaseh, that he wants Kiddushin. Then we pointed out that the Ran quotes an Acherim later in the Gemara of Zion. The Acherim seem to have a third approach to why one needs Dibur and Kiddushin. That is just to create an Umdana Demuchach, some external Hochacha that there's a Ratzon for Kiddushin. Not that Hochacha has to emerge from a Dibur of the Baal or from the Maaseh of the Baal, but as long as we know what the Ratzon of the Baal is, that's sufficient to shaft the Kiddushin. That's sufficient to effect the Kiddushin. What's the Acherim going on? So that's the Gemara of Zion, Pein Mon Aleploni, Ve'akadesh Anilach, Ve'kudeshes Midin Orev. If the woman tells the Ish, give money to Yanim, to a third party. Sarah tells Reuven to give money to Shimon. So she could be Mekadeshes, just like an Orev is not really getting Hanoa, meaning he's not getting tangible Kesef from the Malva. The Malva is lending money to the Lova, but the Orev is getting the Hanoa that now he's viewed as an Ish Neman, because the Malva was Motzi Mamon Al-Piv. So too over here, the woman is not getting the actual Kesef, the third party is getting it, but she gets the Hanoa that the husband, that the man, is doing something based on her say-so. That's a pretty big Hanoa, that the husband is listening to her. Every wife should be Zochet to such a thing, right? And even before the marriage, that's incredible, right? That the man listens to what the woman wants him to do, even to listen to him in financial matters, right? That he's going to spend money based on what the woman says. That's gevaldik. It's a tremendous Hanoa, right? So come the Acherim and they say that the husband doesn't have to turn around and say, Harei HaMekudesh is with this Hanoa that I'm giving you, that I'm listening to you and spending money based on your say-so. No, as long as she has the Dibur, and now he does an Asina based on her Dibur, that's Kiddushin. Why? So apparently what the Acherim are assuming is that as long as we know what the Kavanah of the Baal is, even if he doesn't say it, it's not a Hochacha that emerges from his Maisa, because there's nothing intrinsic to the Maisa Nesina that would indicate that he wants Kiddushin. If you look at the Maaseh Nesina in its own time frame, without the context, without hearing her Dibur from beforehand, we wouldn't know that he wants that for Kiddushin. Maybe he's giving the money to the other person for a different purpose. It's because of the context, because of something she said, not because of something he said. Right? It's the he said, she said, right? It's because of what she said, not because of what he said. It's not a Hochach Mikoch Dibura or Mikoch Maisav, but rather it's Mikoch Dibura. It still works for Kiddushin. So what do we see from that? That the purpose of Dibur is not because Dibur is an integral part of the Kiddushin. Certainly not. Because if Dibur is an integral part of the Kiddushin, just like the Baal is the one who has to do the Maisa, so too he would be the one to do the Dibur. But you also see that the Acherim hold that Dibur is not necessary to create a Gilui Das Mitzad the Baal, a Hochacha Mikoch Maisa or Mikoch Dibur, because here the Hochacha is not stemming from his Dibur, from his Maisa. It's from her Dibur. What do the Acherim clearly hold? They hold that Dibur is just to create some kind of external Hochacha, that there's a Ratzon for Kiddushin. That Hochacha doesn't have to come from the Baal. That's not part of Kiyikach. Kiyikach means that he has to do a Maaseh and a Sina, period. But we have to know what his Ratzon is. We have to know what his Ratzon is. So as long as there is a Ratzon for Kiddushin, as long as we know there's a Ratzon for Kiddushin, that Hochacha doesn't have to come from the Baal Bechlal. Even if it comes from the Dibur of the Isha, that's sufficient in order to effect the Kiddushin. Okay, so these are three approaches that we developed for why one would need Dibur and Kiddushin. And then we started to explain, I think we alluded to this, but I'd like to develop it at greater length now. You know, the Gemara in the Vav says, "Medabri ma aliske kiddusha, v'nasan avlo pirish." We paskin that that works, that that's called kiddushin. So everyone asks, how can that work? But the Baal is not talking, the Ish is not talking, v'shas ma'isa kiddushin. How can that be? So, according to the Me'iri, it works because the Baal, when he's talking, when he's medabri aliske kiddusha, he has to say, "Dibur hamoa lekiddushin." He has to say, "Will you be my wife?" He has to say something that would work the Torah's Kiddushin. So now, as long as he said that before the Ma'aseh Kiddushin, since there are Sukkim Bosalinyan, the Shas Kiddushin is somehow expanded, it's extended a little bit, so we extended back to the time that he said a Dibur HaMoel the Kiddushin. So that's viewed as a Dibur HaKiddushin. It means that there really is a Dibur. It's just the Dibur did not take place at the time of the Iker Ma'aseh Kiddushin, but we extend that back, and then we assume that the Dibur really is taking place B'Shas Ma'aseh Kiddushin. According to the Ran, the pure Ran, the Ran of Daf Aleph Amud Beis, that Dibur is necessary in order to have a Gilui Das, a Hochocha Mikoch Ma'aseh Mikoch Dibur, that he's wrote to the Kiddushin. So Medabri Ma'aseh Kiddushin also works, because even if it's not B'Shas Kiddushin, the Ran can say, the Ma'aseh Kiddushin is the moment that he gives the Kesef, period. When he speaks about Kiddushin, that's not the Ma'aseh Kiddushin, but that doesn't matter. Because as long as the Hochocha that the Baal has a Ratzah for Kiddushin stems from his Dibur, stems from his Ma'aseh, then that's enough. Ki'ikav just tells me that the Gilui Das has to emerge from him. So even if it comes before the Ma'aseh Kiddushin, that's okay. That could be okay. According to the Acherim, it's the most obvious why Medabar Aliske Kiddusha works, because they hold you don't even need a Dibur Mitzad the Baal. You don't even need a Dibur Mitzad the Baal, because the Hochocha doesn't even have to emerge from the Baal's Dibur, from his Maisa. As long as there's an Umdana Demurah of Alma, as long as we see from the context, as long as we see that they want Kiddushin, then if the Ish does a Maisa Nesina, he gives the Kesed to the woman, she can be Mekudeshes without any Dibur Mitzad the Baal. I don't need his Dibur as an integral part of the Ma'aseh Kiddushin. I don't even need his Dibur as a Gilui Das that he wants the Kiddushin. As long as there's an Umdana the Muchach, even an external Hochach and not Mikarach, the Dibur, the Ma'aseh, the Baal, that is sufficient in order to create the Kiddushin. So if he's Medabra, Liske Kiddushin beforehand, that's not Besser. It's his Dibur, but you'll say, but it's not a Dibur B'Shas Kiddushin. I don't need a Dibur B'Shas Kiddushin. As long as it's Muchach that he wants the Kiddushin, that's sufficient. So of course, according to the Acherim, that should work. But according to the Acherim, what should emerge is that maybe it should work even if the husband doesn't speak. Who's the one who's speaking? Whose lines are these? Who is speaking Aliske Kiddushin before the Kiddushin? So if you were to ask me, I'd say, well, of course, it's the Baal. Must be the Ish, it's just the question is how to evaluate his Dibur. Is that a Dibur B'Shas Kiddushin? Do we extend the Ma'aseh Kiddushin back to the Dibur Aliske Kiddushin? Do we say no? The Ma'aseh Kiddushin is exactly when he gives the Kesed. But the Hochacha is coming Mikar Diburo, so that's called Ki'igach. Well, maybe not. Maybe the Baal doesn't have to say anything. Who says the Baal should have to say anything? If the purpose of Dibur is just to create some kind of an Umdana Demucha that there's a Ratzon for Kiddushin, maybe someone else can create that under the Muchach, as long as the Baal is there, and you know he's smiling, and he shows that he's happy, and he's doing an asina after we've created that Hochacha, that there's a Ratzon for Kiddushin. Maybe that's taka sufficient in order to effect the Kiddushin. So this is a discussion that the Mefarshim have within a statement that the Mordechai makes. Mordechai has a very world-famous statement. It's in a tough Ayin Zayin. If you have a Gemara, please turn to the Mordechai. Let's look at it together. Let's examine what some of the Nosa Kalim on the tour said with reference to this Mordechai. The first page in the Mordechai Kiddushin. Tafani Zayin. Hayim Adabrima. Or Zerua. Quotes from the Or Zerua. Lav Dafke Ima. Elohu Adin. Imadabrim. Imacherim. Or Shom Acherim Bifoneha. Matzasi. A lot of gersos in the Mordechai. That's part of the problem, right? The Arzarua says that it's lav dafka medaber ima aliske kiddusha. They don't have to be speaking with her, but rather medaber ima cherim or sham acherim. The key to the Mordechai, the real chiddush of the Mordechai, is that the dibur before the kiddushin doesn't have to be with the kala. That's a pretty big chiddush, because you would imagine just like Diba B'Shas Kiddushin is Bein HaChosin LaKala, so too the Diba before the Kiddushin should be between the Chosin and the Kala. That's the Chiddush of the Mordechai. That it's Lav Davka Ima. That's his Chiddush. That's his Ikka Chiddush. Now, why do you think that that's true? Why would the Mordechai say that? That it doesn't have to be Im HaKala? What does that show you about the Sheet of the Arzarua, the Sheet of the Mordechai? What is Dibur? What can't Dibur be?
Integral.
It can't be integral, right. You see clearly from the Mordechai that he's not taking the approach of the Rid. Because if it's integral to the Kiddushin, think about it. How can the Dibur not be with the Kala? What, he's not speaking to the Kala? If he's not speaking to the Kala, what kind of a Maisa Kiddushin is that? Just like the Nesinas HaKesef is between the husband and the wife, between the man and the woman, the Dibur should have to be between the man and the woman also if it's part of the Maisa Kiddushin, no? So Lechora, the Chiddush of the Mordechai, before we get to the Chilufei Girsos and try to understand who's speaking, just the Chiddush of the Mordechai that you don't need a Daver Ima, but it's enough that other people are speaking in front of the Kala, that would seem to indicate not like the Rid. He's not learning the most extreme shot. The Dibur is an integral part of the Maisa Kiddushin. Because if that's the case, then how can you not speak with the Kala? That's what a Maisa Kiddushin is. It's between a man and a woman, between the Chosin and the Kala. So just the fact that the Mordechai says it's Lav Davka Ima, that indicates that he's not a Rid man. He's not going with the approach of the Rid, that Dibur is an integral part of the Kiddushin. But what is Dibur? What is the purpose of the Dibur? Oh, so now we have to spend a moment to figure out the Girsos. What really is the Girsa here in Mordechai? Elohu Adin Imedabrim Ima Cheirin Defaneha, or Hu Adin Imedabrim Shoma Cheirin Defaneha? What does that mean? Imedabrim Ima Cheirin. If they are speaking with others, who's the they and the others? Yes.
The Baal with other people.
The Baal, but the Baal is not a plural. It's a very strange lashon. Medabrim im acherim. If it would say medabrim im acherim, so then I'd agree with you, Sam. The Baal is speaking with acherim, speaking with other people. It's somewhat of a strange lashon. Medabrim im acherim. So that's what got the Nosei Kelim on the tour rolling. Right? It's not so clear exactly what the girsa should be. The Beis Yosef. In Hilchos Kiddushin and Simen Chav Zayin, if you have the packet, it's on page 1, packet 27. Kosav Mordechai Beresh Kiddushin, Hayimadabri Ma, Lav Davke Ima. So that's the key of the Mordechai, right? Lav Davke Ima. Good. Elohu Adin, Imadabrim Imacherim Bifaneh. So the Lashon of the Beis Yosef is Medabrim Imacherim. Medabrim Imacherim, not Medabrim Shamacherim. So he says, Medabrim Imacherim. If they are speaking with Acherim. So comes the Taz in Shulchan Aruch, and he modifies the Beis Yosef. He says it shouldn't really be Medaber Imachem. We have to change the gears a little bit. It really should be Medaber Imachem. That the Chosson is the one who's speaking. Kol Shem Medaber Imachem Lefaneh Asagi Kein Tzarech Lomar, says with Taz. So he's picking up on the Ramav. V'yesham Lomar Medaber Imo El Kol Shem Medaber Lefaneh Asagi. He says, "Zok the Taz, Kol Shemedabrim Imacherim Lefaneha, Sagi Kainz Arafam Levachinu B'Mordechai, Abla Amir Sacherim Lechud Lo Mahani." Amir Sacherim Lechud does not work. If the Acherim are speaking, that's not enough. So who has to be speaking? Medabrim, they are speaking. So the Nirali Oat says, "The Taz, the Tzarech Lomar Gam B'Mordechai Shemedaber, Velo Shemedabrim." It's not a plural with the Acherim. The Chosin is speaking. Medaber Im Acherim. You gotta correct the Mordechai. There are a lot of corrections in that Mordechai, but they didn't pick up on this point. So the Tazi is that. It's not Medabrim im Acherim. It's not a plural with a plural. It's not a group of people with another group of people. It's the man with the Acherim Bifaneha. He's not speaking to the Kala, but he's speaking to other people. But it's him. It's he who's speaking. Says the Taz, it's Muchach like that from the Dakim Moshe, from the comments of the Ramah on the tour. What does the Dakim Moshe say? In Ostale, the Chain Diak Loshanatur, Shakaz of Stam, Hayamadabri, Beiske Kiddushin, Velo Kosav Ima. What's the Rama really picking up on? He's saying that the Mordechai is right, meaning the Ikka Chiddush of the Mordechai, that you don't have to speak to the Kala, it doesn't have to be Ima. You see, the Tur holds like that as well. Because the Tur just says, Hayamadabri, Beiske Kiddushin, and doesn't say, Hayamadabri, Ima, Beiske Kiddushin. So you see that the basic Yisod of the Mordechai is right, that it doesn't have to be a speech with the Kala. But says the Taz, but look at the Lashon of the Ramah, the Lashon of the Torah, frankly. Hoya medaber be'iske kedushin, not medabrim be'iske kedushin. Hoya medaber be'iske kedushin. It's interesting, the whole girsa of the Ramah is questionable, because it's not clear that the Torah really has. If you look up the Torah, you'll see he doesn't quite say what the Rama says, he says. What does he really say? Did anyone look up the Torah? What does the Torah say?
He has Imah.
He does have Imah. Right, so it's the Iker of the Rama is the Mudaic from the Torah that he's like the Mordechai. So that Iker Diak, if you look in the old versions of the Torah, if you look both in the old and the new versions of the Torah, he has the word Imah in it. So it's a little strange. The Torah seems to argue with the Mordechai and holds that he has to talk to the Kala. Might be a Ridman, right? He might say that Dibur is an integral part of the Kiddushin. I'm not sure. But that's not what the Taz is picking up on. The Taz is picking up on the fact that the Ramah says Hoya Medabr, not Medabrin. And there are a lot of funny Girsos floating around over here. But the Taz is adamant that if your Girsa is Medabrin Imacherim, you can't really be Medabrin Imacherim. It has to be Medaber Imacherim. That the Choson is the one speaking with others, and the Shadam Mordechai is that it doesn't have to be Imah, it can be with the Acher. Okay, that's the Chiddush of the Mordechai. But the Loshon Medabrim is Lavdak, it really means Medaber, that the Choson is the one speaking. Comes the Bach, and has a totally different approach. Uba Mordechai Perakab, the Kiddush and Kosav, Al-Shem, Ar-Zerua, Pia Kabbalah, Hai Medabrim, Lavdakke Imah, Elohu Adin, in Medabrim Shom Acherim Befonei Amatzasi. That's the other gears that we have in the Mordechai. That's the Bach. Medabrim Shomacher, not Medaber Imacherim, but Medabrim Shomacher. The others are speaking. The others are speaking. Not the Chosin. Doesn't sound like the Chosin is speaking. Other people are speaking in front of the Kala. That's enough. Doesn't have to be with the Kala. It doesn't have to be that the Chosin himself is speaking. As long as the others are speaking, that's enough. What are they speaking about? Obviously, they must be talking about Kiddushin. How nice it's going to be when Reuben is going to marry Sarah, right? Reuben and Sarah are sitting there, right? And obviously Reuben and Sarah had been dating, and, you know, they're talking about Kiddushin. The friends are there talking about Kiddushin, saying how nice it's going to be when Reuben actually gives the ring, you know? And he's Mekadesh you, not just engagement rings, but, you know, when there's real Kiddushin. And then, voila, Reuben, you know, pulls out the ring and gives it to her, doesn't say anything. Comes the Mordechai and says, that's enough to create Kiddushin. Because we had a dibur here, we know that we're talking about Kiddushin. The Chassan and the Kala heard; they didn't participate in that discussion, but they heard it. And now the Chassan is doing a Maisa Kiddushin based on that dibur, so that should work as well. So that could be the Girsa of the Mordechai. That is the Girsa that the Bach had in the Mordechai. But what do you see from that? How is that possible? Right? Medabrim Ma Aliske Kiddusha can work even if the Chassan is not going to say anything. What Medabrim Acherin Befanah is sufficient even if the Chassan doesn't say anything? How can that be? If your whole Dibur is an integral part of the Maaseh Kiddushin, of course he has to speak. Even if you hold like the Ran and the Rashba that Dibur is necessary for a Gilui Milsa Ba'alma, but the Gilui Milsa has to come from the Baal. If not, it's not Ki'ikach. It has to be a Hochach Mikol Dibur Mikol Maaseh. What must you say? That the Mordechai and the Arzaruah, according to the Girsa of the Bach, are learning like the Acher. They're learning that the purpose of Dibur is simply to create a Hochacha Ba'ama, to create an Umdur Dibur, that we know that they want Kiddushin. So if that's the purpose of the Dibur, who says the Chosin is the one who has to speak? Maybe some external Hochacha is sufficient. Just like by the Kudeshes Midin Arev, the Dibur of the woman is sufficient. Right? That's not Omrahi. That's not like Nosan Huva Omrahi. It's better than Nosan Huva Omrahi. Right? Because Nasan Huva Amrahi, we don't really know why he gave the Kesef initially. It's only based on his shtika later. We don't really know. Maybe he doesn't want Kiddushin, Zakti Acher. Right? Maybe he doesn't want the Kiddushin. He just gave it L'Shem Atana. But here, if she says, Tengmana L'ploni V'Kadesh Anilach, we know he's giving it L'Shem Kiddushin. An external Hochacha, Zakti Acherim is enough. Zogin Acherim is enough. It's the same thing as here. Medavim Mal Iske Kiddusha, even if Medavim Acherim Befaneo. The Chosin doesn't say anything. Doesn't say boo. He's just sitting there and smiling. You know, that's enough because there's an external halacha that he wants the kiddushin that, and we assume that's what the Nesina was for. So according to these acherim, if we assume that dibur is only necessary to create some external halacha, then we can fathom this idea that even if the Chosin doesn't say anything, as long as we have that external halacha, that's going to be enough in order to make the kiddushin bichal. Okay, questions. The second major issue that we spoke about on Thursday is what is the suffix of the Gemara Daf Hey on the base, right? Nosan Huva Amrahi, Lishnakama, Lishnabasra, Lishnakama says Vadeyanu Kadesh, Lishnabasra says Suffix Kiddushin. What is the suffix? So we had two basic approaches, but the second split into two. That either the suffix is in din, what kiikach includes, actually they both split into two, right? What kiikach includes. So some wanted to say that that suffix in din, what kiikach includes, means does kiikach include only nesina or even amira? That's the Meiri's approach, right? Or the suffix in din could be, as the Ran explains, that can the shtika of the Baal be like Amira? Is shtika ka Amira dami? He's shosik. Maybe you need Amira. Maybe you need more than just the Sina. You need a hochacha mitzad the Baal, says the Rani. Everyone agrees that that's part of kiika. Hochacha gili milsa mitzad the Baal, like the Birka Shua. The question is whether shtika ka Amira dami, whether the shtika of the Baal is viewed as a hochacha mikoach maisav. Is a shtika considered maisa Baal? Then now we say we have a hochacha mikoach is maisa that he wants the kiddush. So both of those approaches are within this first idea that the suffix in the Gemara, suffix in the Lishna Basa is whether, is in din, what is included within Kiyigach. But then there's a second approach. The other approach is to say maybe the suffix in the Gemara has nothing to do with din. Nothing to do with din. The suffix in the Gemara is whether the Baal is actually Misratzen. Does he have Ratzen for Kiddushin? We don't know what his Ratzen really is. Suffix is not in din. Maybe everyone would say that you don't need Amir as part of Kiyikach. Maybe everyone would say that Shtika Sabal would be enough to make it Kiyikach. But the problem is, we don't really know what his Shtika means. We don't know if he's Misratz of the Kiddushin. It's a Suffolk in the Metziah. It's not a Suffolk in Din. And we explain there are two ways of understanding that Suffolk in Metziah. According to the Acherim, the Suffolk in Metziah is whenever the Amira is after the Nesina, then we don't know what the Ratzon of the Baal was. He did an Asina without an Amira. So if the Amira is afterwards, then we don't know what his Ratzon is. If the Amira is before, then we do know what his Ratzon is. And that's why the Acharim distinguish between Medabri Maleske Kidusha and Mekudeshes Medin Arev on the one hand, and Nasan Huvamra He on the other hand. By Medabri Maleske Kidusha, the Dibra is beforehand. So that since the Asina occurs afterwards, the Acharim claim, we know what his Ratzon is. Mekudeshes Medin Arev, the Dibra occurs beforehand. So we claim that we know what his Ratzon is b'shas Nesina. Nasan huvam rehi, the Nesina is occurring before. To say the Acherim, since the Amira is only after the Nesina, we don't know what his Ratzon was b'shas Kiddushin. So that's the subject of the Lishna Basra. Should that work? Because we don't know absolutely what his Ratzon for Kiddushin really was. That's how the Acherim learned the subject of the Nesina. The Ran resurrects that pshat in the Gemara, right? The Ran at the end there, on the Gimel and the Rif, Ran has two pshat, and whether the suffix in the Gemara is din or metzias, right? He resurrects that pshat, but he explains it differently. He says maybe the suffix in the Gemara is taka suffix in the metzias, but what's the suffix in the metzias? Since the Baal doesn't care so much whether she's mekudeshes to him, he can still marry other people. So he's not going to jump up. He's not going to jump up and say, I don't want it, even if he doesn't want it, the Shem Kiddush. To the woman, it's quite relevant, because now once she's mekudeshes to one person, she can be mekudeshes to someone else. So if she really didn't want it, she would be mocha. But he's not necessarily going to be mocha, because it doesn't matter as much to him. So that's why we have a suffix in the Metzius. We have a suffix what his Ratzon really is. Okay, these were the two approaches to explain the suffix in Metzius. Comes the Mishlo Melech in Hilchos Ishus and suggests that he thinks that the Ramah, quoted by the Tur, also holds that the suffix of Nasan Huva Amrahi, according to the Lishna Basa, is a suffix in the Metzius. What does the Ramah say, Rabbeinu Meir Halevi? Not the Ramah, but the Ramah. What did the Ramah say that led the Mishnah Melech to make his statement? So this is the statement of the Tur, the Ramah, the Reis Yosef, that the Torah is getting quoted. This idea of the Baal saying Hain. Let's say the woman is the one speaking, Nasan Huva Amrahi, and the Baal says Hain. He says yes. He agrees with what the woman says. The Tur initially quotes from the Ramah that Hay Medabri Ma Liske Kiddusha and Nosan Huvamrahi, that's good. Now we had a Machlokas Rishonim about that, right? Medabri Ma Liske Kiddusha, but then Amrahi. So the Rosh says, yeah, that's good, because Amrahi, that's, she's not Megarea with her Amira. Bishvil Amirasa Lo Gora, because of her Amira, it's no problem. If Medabri Liske Kiddusha works, so then her Amira is not going to take anything away. The Tosus Rid argued. Right, the Tosfos Rid argued and said, no, her Amira can take away. And he explained that the Rid L'Shitaso, the Rid holds that Dibur is an integral part of the Maisa Kiddushin, so there's a concern that if she speaks Bishas Maisa, it looks like she's Misayeya in the Maisa Kiddushin. So that might not be Kiikach. But Rav Rishonim disagree. Rav Rishonim say that her Amir is not Megareh, doesn't take anything away. That's the first statement that the Torah has. And then he says, because of her Ama, the Kolshkin Imona Habal Hein Bishas Nesina, the Havuvada Kiddushin, Afilum Ein Asukim Boso Inyan. If Medabri Maleske Kiddusha and Asukim Boso Inyan, so then that's definitely going to work. As the Rama, even if they're not Asukim Boso Inyan, so the Medabri Maleske Kiddusha is not so good. Medabri Maleske Kiddusha is not so good because they're not Asukim Boso Inyan. There's no extension to the Shas Maisa Nesina. Says the Rama, but if Nasan Huva Omra He, V'Omar Hein, he does the Maisa Nisina Zakesef, Amra, she says, Harein Mekudesh Eslach, and then the Baal says, Hein, that means that we understand that he wanted that Nisina L'Shem Kiddushin, says the Ramah, that's going to work. That works. How does that fit in with our Gemara, with the Lishna Basra and Afayim Abayis? That's what the Mishnah Melech says. The Ramah clearly is learning like one pshat, not like the other pshat. The Ramah is not learning, Zot the Mishnah Melech, that the Safek is in Din. Must be that the Safek is in Metzias. How does he explain? He says, the Safek must be in Metzias. The question is he Misratz or not? Does he have a Ratzon for the Kiddushin or not? Why is he giving this money? So since the Baal says, Hain, the Ramah holds that we know what his Ratzon is. He said, Hain, that means he wants the Kiddushin. If he wants the Kiddushin, then of course it's going to work. Nasan Huva Amrehi, that's a case where she speaks, but the Baal is Shosek. There's only a shtika, then we don't know what he wants. But if there's no shtika, if he says Haynes, of course we know what he wants. Zok the Ramah, that's why it's going to be a kiddushin. But if the Ramah were to hold what? If he were to hold that the suffix is a suffix in din, whether Nasan Uvamra he is considered kiyikach or not, right, whether Nasan Uvamra he can be considered kiyikach, is Nasina sufficient? That's a suffix. So why would the Ramah say that if Omar Hain, it's a Vada Kiddushin? If Nasan Huva Omar, he is a Safek, that means that there's a Safek whether you need Nesina and Amira to make it Kiyikach, or maybe Nesina without Amira is sufficient. If that's the Safek of the Gemara, so how does Hain change anything? Frekta Mishnah Melech. How is Hain going to do anything? Hain is not an Amira. That's what he seems to be assuming. Hain is not an Amira. He doesn't say Hari Abba Kadesh, he just says Hain, yes. What does yes mean? That's not a real Amira. That might demonstrate his Ratzon, but it's not an Amira. So if you need an Amira as an integral part of the Maisa Kiddushin, you're still missing it, even if the Baal says, hey, Dr. Mishnah Melech, obviously the Ramah must be holding like the Acherim. Right? He can't be holding like the Rid. He can't be holding that what? That Dibur is an integral part of the Maisa Kiddushin, because if that's the case, why would the Ramah say, of course, if the Baal says Hain, the Kiddushin is not going to be Chal. Who says? Hain is not an Amira. If Hain is not an Amira, then you're missing the integral part of the integral Chalokim of the Maisa Kiddushin. So that shouldn't work. The Ramah must say that the purpose of the Dibur is just to determine what the Ratzon of the Baal is. And even an external Ochacha, we just have to have some kind of Ochacha of what his Ratzon is. So Hain is enough of a hochacha. Hain is enough of a proof that that's actually the Ratzon HaBaal, and that's why it's going to work for Kiddush. That's what the Mishnah Melech says. That the Ramah doesn't hold the Savik as in Din, and his interpretation of the Savik and Din would mean that Dibur is an integral part of the Maisa Kiddush, and he says Hain is not a Dibur, so obviously that wouldn't work for Torah's Vaday. If you say Nasanu V'Amra he is a Savik Kiddush because you're missing Amira as an integral part of the Maisa Kiddush, then Hain wouldn't fill in that integral part of Kiddush. Must be that the Ramah holds that the Safek is the Safek in the Metzias, what his Ratzon is. As long as I know what his Ratzon is, then that's fine. And Hain can fill in that blank. It can tell us that the Ratzon of the Baal is clear. Yes?
Can you say that the Ramah is only like the
Ram
that
oh, so I can think you can be Masig on the Mishnah Melech in one of two ways. You could say that the Ramah really holds like the second approach, like the Ram, like that middle approach, the Ram and the Rajma. Maybe he holds that Dibur is necessary as part of Kiyikach, not like the Acherim in the Ram. He doesn't say that Kiyikach is fulfilled completely with just an Asina, and I just have to have some kind of external Hochacha to know what the Ratzon of the Baal is. No! He holds like that middle Shita, like the Ram. The Dibur might not be an integral part of the Maisa Kiddushin. What's the purpose of the Dibur? To have a Gili Das, Mitzad Dabal. To have a Hochacha Mikoch Maisa Mikoch Dibur, that he wants the Kiddushin. But I do need a Hochacha Mikoch Dibur Mikoch Maisa. Of course I need that. And the Suffolk of Nasan Huva Omrahi could really be a Suffolk in Din. Because I need a Hochacha Mikoch the Maisa Mikoch the Dibur of the Baal. The Suffolk of Nasan Huva Omrahi could be what? Whether? Shtika kami or dami? Why can't we say like that? The Rama holds that the suffix of Nasan Huva Omrahi is whether shtika kami or dami, a suffix in din. But that's kiyigachana. But the Rama says that if the Baal says hain, vada mekudeshes, of course, because if the Baal says hain, even if hain is not enough of a dibur, that if Dibur were an integral part of the Kiddushin, I'd say you have the Dibur needed for a Maisa Kiddushin. It's not a real Dibur. But tell me, is it a Hochacha Mikoach Maisav that he wants the Kiddushin? Of course. Of course it's a Hochacha Mikoach Maisav. He's saying, hey, yes! What greater Hochacha Mikoach Maisav could there be? It's a Hochacha Mikoach Dibur. It's just his Dibur is not enough of a Dibur. If Dibur were an integral part of the Maisa Kiddushin, that's not a full Dibur. It's not a full-fledged Dibur. But it's certainly a clear Hochacha Mikoach, the Baal, that he wants the Kiddushin. So according to the Ran, that's enough. That's Kiyigach. You have a Gilui Das Mitzad the Baal. Even if it's not a Dibur, still a Gilui Das Mitzad the Baal, it's still Hochacha Mikoach Maisav, Mikoach something the Baal did to demonstrate that he wants the Maisa Kiddushin. He didn't just do Nesina. He said, Hain! He said, Hain! So he's defining what the Nesina is for. According to the Ran, Avada that should work. Maybe the Rama. Maybe the Rama just takes the approach of the Ran, the middle approach. The Kiyikach tells me that, aside from the Nesina, I need a Gilui Das Mitzad Dabal, that he really wants the Kiddushin. And if he says, hey, then I have that Gilui Das. And that's why it works. Maybe the Rama Taka learned that Nasan Huva Omrahi, the Sufik, is not in Mitzias, whether he really has Ratzon. That's not the Sufik. The Sufik is in Din. Where the shtika sabal, the suffix of Nasan Huva Omrahi is in Din, where the shtika sabal kamir dami or not. But here he's not shosik, right? Shtika sabal kamir means shtika. There's no mice. So gilui das mitzad dabal. Does that mean you need a real mice? Or maybe a shtika is enough. But here you do have something from the Baal. He said, "Hey, that's not just the shtika. There's something from the Baal. There is input from the Baal. So if there's input from the Baal, then the Ram would say, "Avada, that would work." That's why the Rama might hold the Vare Mekudeshes. Okay, so that's one way to be masig on the Mishle Melech. Right? Mishle Melech wanted to say, according to the Rama, the Sofik is in Mitzias. Who says? Maybe the Sofik is in Din. But the Rama goes like the Ran. But the emphasis is you can be masig on the Mishle Melech for a much more fundamental reason. You can really disagree with him even tossing, right? According to the Mishle Melech, it couldn't be that the Rama holds that the Sofik of Nasan of Amrahi is in Din, as to whether you need Amira in addition to the Nesina. That maybe Amira is an integral part of the Maisa Kiddushin. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Don't tell me it's a Zavik and Din, that Amira might be an integral part of the Maisa Kiddushin. Can't say that. Because if you say that, then what's Hain going to accomplish? Hain is not a Dibur. So if Hain is not a Dibur, and you hold Nasan Uva Amrahi, might not work because Dibur might be an integral part of the Maisa Kiddushin. So how can the Ramah say, Avada, if he says Hain, there's no Zavik? The suffix is still here because Hain is not an Isaac Kedushin. Hain is not an Amira. So if Hain is not an Amira, and Amira might be integral to the Isaac Kedushin, so then you still have your same suffix because you're missing part of the Isaac Kedushin. So that might not be so clear either. Right? The way the Mishnah Melech understands the Ramah, Hain is not an Amira. So if your suffix is in Din, whether Amira is an integral part of the Isaac Kedushin, then Hain is not going to help you. Is that really correct? Maybe you could say that Rama holds that Hain is an Amira. Hain is tantamount to making the full statement that the woman made. If he says Omein, if he says Hain, maybe that's like saying, everything you said, I'm saying as well. She said, Hareini Mekodesh Eslach, so maybe Hain interprets her words, or Hain applies her words to the Baal. And now we look at it as if the Baal himself said the Dibur of Kiddushin. Mishlam Melech wants to say that Avada Hain is not a Dibur. So if you hold the Suffolk is a Suffolk in Din, whether you need Amir or not, then Hain's not going to help you. But who says that's really true? Maybe Hain Saka is a Dibur. Maybe that goof is the Chiddush of the Ramah. Not that the Ramah is learning like the Ra. No, the Ramah is learning like the Rid. Right? That Amira is an integral part of the Ma'aseh Kiddushin. The Safek in the Gemara is whether Amira is an integral part of the Ma'aseh Kiddushin. But the Ramah says that if the Baal says Hain, then you have the Dibur of the Kiddushin, because it echoes what the woman said. And this is exactly what the Vilna Gaon writes in Bir Agro. Gaon, it's in Chav Zayin, Sekot Lama Gimel, the last page of the Hinda. On the Shulchan Aruch, V'mona HaBaal Hein B'Shas Nesina HaVivali Kiddushin, Afilu Eid HaSukim Bosto Eidim. That's the Ramah. Rabbeinu Meir HaLevi. What's the reason for that? Why does that work? Zok the Mishnah Melech, not because it's a good Amira, but rather because it's a Hochocha. A Hochocha Chitzonis that the Baal wants the Kiddushin. Comes the Gaon and says, no. Tu B'Shem Ramah, Dehein Amira Ma'al Yahavi. Underline those words. Four words. Four words of the Gaon. Right? Against the Mishnah Melech. The Gaon is saying that the Ramah holds that Hain will make a Vada Kiddushin because it's a good Amira. It's a full Amira. Whatever the woman said now applies to the Baal. The emes is that what the Gaon is saying is not such a Chiddush, because we do have a parallel for this. The Gemara says that the word Omein also might be like a Dibur. Gemara says this, the Rambam says it, in different contexts. The Gemara in Shavuos, called Shmuel, famous halacha. Gemara in Shavuos in the Chof Testament base. Amar Shmuel, kol ha'ona omen ha'chashua kemotzi shvua mipiv dami. Someone who, if they mashbia a person, and he just says omen, he doesn't say the shvua b'fei, he just says omen. So that's like motzi shvua b'fiv dami. Dechsiv, v'amra ha'isha omen omen, when they're mashbia the sota. So she says Amen, and that's sufficient. She doesn't have to say the actual Shavua. The Shavua is that if she was Mizana, so then she accepts the curse, and if she was not Mizana, then the curse won't occur. She doesn't have to take the Shavua that she wasn't Mizana. She just says Amen, 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 Shlosatisi Arusa, Shlosatisi Nesua. She takes multiple Shavuas, but all she says is Amen, and that's enough. So Zok Shmuel, you see from the Gemara, you see from the Pasuk, that Amen is Kemotzi Shvua B'Piv Dami. It's mamish like being Motzi Shvua B'Piv. If not, how could Amen be sufficient? Amen, just three letters, one word, not too much. Amen means Hamonas Devarim, that whatever you said should apply to me. Similarly, the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos applies this to Shomer Ka'ona, Yotza Motzi. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, says, Kol Shomer Brachos Min HaBrachos Mitchilas V'Yatzof V'Neskav V'Lotzis V'Yidecha V'Aso Yotza. You really can be Yotze Midin Shomer Ka'ona even if you don't say Amen. Someone who answers Amen is more, he's like the Mavarech. Okay, the question is, what's the Chilev? Why does the Rambam have to say this? It's not for now. That's for a Hilchos Brachos shir. But the Rambam clearly says that if someone answers Amen, he's like the Mavarech. It's like he made the Bracha of Befeh. You see again that Amen is Kemotzi Mipivdami. Kemotzi Shvua Mipivdami. Kemotzi Bracha Mipivdami. So the Gaon's statement is not such a Chiddush. What the Gaon really is saying is that Hain is like Amen. Hain is similar to Amen. Right? The Machlokes Mishnah Melech and the Bir Agro could be whether Hain and Amen are really the same. The Gaon is saying, if Amen is Kemotzi Shvua Mipiv Dami, it's Kimavarech, so Hain is also Kimavarech. It's also Mekadesh, if you will. Right? Hain is a full Amira. Mishnah Melech says, no, Hain is not a full Amira. So Mishnah Melech can't be arguing with the Rambam and with the Gemara and Shavuos. He might be saying that Hain is not like Amen. Amen is stronger. I don't know. Maybe the Mishnah Melech holds that Amen is stronger. And Amen is Kemotzi Mipivdami. Maybe Hain is not like that. I'm not sure. But the Gaon clearly is learning the Ramah differently and saying that the Ramah holds that perhaps you really need Dibur as part of the Kiddushin. It is integral to the Kiddushin. But if the Baal says Hain, then it's as if you have a full Dibur. Because Kala Omer Amen, Kemotzi Shvua Mipiv, Kemotzi Bracha Mipiv Dami, and the same would be true for Hain. So maybe the Ramah Taka holds what? That the Safik of Nasan of Amr, he is really a Safik in Din. Whether you need Dibur as part of the Maisa Kiddushin, is Dibur integral to the Maisa Kiddushin? Comes the Ramah and says that if you have Hain, then you have your Dibur. Because Hain is an Amira Ma'alia, like the Vilna Gaon says. Okay. So basically, just to sum up a number of things that we've said over the past couple of days, we mentioned three different shittas, right? Three shittas as to what the suffix of Nasanu Va'amra he is all about, right? Related to the three shittas about what's the need for Dibur. Is Dibur an integral part of the Ma'aseh Kiddushin? Is Dibur necessary in order to create a Gilui Das Mitzad the Baal? Or is Dibur just some external hochacha? Four nafkamina. I think we have four nafkamina to that shayla. You want to chart it? You want to do it Baal Peh together? Four nafkamina to that shayla. Let's chart it. Okay. What do we have over here? Amira is a chaylik of the Ma'aseh Kiddushin. It's just the Gilui Das, Mitzad the Baal. Or it's an Umdana Ba'alma, to create some kind of Hochacha Ba'alma. Hochacha Shirotsu B'Kiddush. Those are the three approaches. What's the first Nafkamina, the first issue we had? Let's say it like this. Nosan Huva Amrahi. Hoya Madabri Maliske Kiddushin. Madabri Ima Maliske Kiddushin. The Nosan Huva Amrahi. What's the din? Does that work or not? So that's a machlokas. Let's say the Rosh and the Rid, right? Rosh and the Tosus Rid. So if you hold Amir as a chelik of the Ma'aseh Kiddushin, should that work? If the Amir is chelik of the Ma'aseh Kiddushin, perhaps not. That's the Rid, the Rid l'shitasam, right? He said it's not really muchach. I mean, that's what he holds. It's not muchach to say like him, but the possibility exists according to Yeshita. If you hold the purpose of the Dibur is just to create a Gili Das Mitzad the Baal, Hochacha Mikoach Dibura Mikoach Maisa, right? Should this work? Of course this should work. Because he was Madabi Malisti Kidusha. So I don't care that she didn't Amira. Bishvil Amirasa Logara, as the Rosh says. And Kol Shkein, if all you need is an Umdana Ba'alma, a Hochacha Chitzonis, that there's a Ratzon for Kiddushin, not even Mitzad the Baal, you just need a Hochacha Ba'alma, Avada that's going to work. You have your Hochacha Ba'alma, because he was Madabi Ma, Aliske Kidusha. Okay, this was one issue, the first issue we addressed. Then we talked about Kiddushin Midin Arif. Do we need that the Baal is Choser Medaber? He says, Harein Mekudesh Eslach, Harein Mekudesh Esli, Bahanoah, that I'm listening to you. Does he have to speak? Does the Baal have to speak? So if you hold on, Miriam, the Chaylik of the Maisei Kiddushin, does he have to speak? Hello? Of course. If you hold it, you need a Gili Das Mitzad the Baal. Does he have to speak? Of course. If you hold it, all you need is the Hochacha Ba'alma. You know what the Ratzon is. Does he have to speak? No, that's the Acherim. That's the Sheet of the Acherim. You don't need the Dibur Mitzad the Baal. That's issue number two. Issue number three. Im Acherim. This is today. It's Im Acherim. Medabrim. Al iske kiddushin bifnehem. Does that work? Chassan's not saying anything. Acherim medabrim. Does that work? So if you hold Amir as a chelik of the ma'aseh kiddushin, it's an integral part. Of course, that's what. Not going to work, right? He's got to speak. If you hold that you need a gilui das mitzad the baal, is that going to work? No, you don't have to give an Adnatana Baal either. But if you're, all you need is an Umdana Deluchach, an Umdana Baalma, from the world in general, not necessarily from the Baal and the Isha, then that would work. That's the Bach, Girsas HaBach, the Mordechai. And finally, what's the din if Ona HaBaal Omei? Nasan hu ba'amra hi. The Ona HaBaal Omei. Or hey, I should say, that's the Ramah, right? Ba'ona HaBaal Hei. So if you hold that Amir is just to create an Umdana Ba'alma, of course, it's the greatest Umdana. He said, hey, I know, we know exactly what he wants. Even if you hold like the Ran, that Dibur is necessary to create a Gilu Das Mitzad, the Baal that he wants the Kiddushin, does that work?
Depends.
He said,
why should
depend?
Mishnah Melech says no.
No. If you hold that all you need is a Gilu Das, the Ran, if you hold that all you need is a Gilu Das Mitzad, the Baal, do you have a Gilu Das Mitzad, the Baal? Of course you do. Of course that should work. If you hold that Amir is a chelik of the Maisa Kiddushin, so then Machlokas Mishnah Melech and Gra, whether Hain is going to be enough. This is a Machlokas, the Mishnah Melech and the Gra. According to the Mishnah Melech, this is not going to work. Hain is not an Amira. According to the Gra, even if you hold that Dibur is an integral part of the Kiddushin, this is going to work because Hain is an Amira. Mishnah Melech wanted to say that the Ramah must be learning like the third, the most extreme approach, that the suffix is about Metzius. Is there a Hochacha? Is there not a Hochacha? So he said, no. He might be learning like the Ran, that it's enough to have a Gilui Das, Mitzad the Baal, and Hain is a Gilui Das, Mitzad the Baal. Or he might be even more extreme. He could learn like the Gra, that Amira is a part of the Ma'isa Kiddushin, it's an integral part of the Ma'isa Kiddushin, but Hain is an Amira, so therefore you have your Amira if the Baal says Hain. Hey, this is the sugya. These are the different issues that we've discussed relating to the three shittas. Sam?
According to, we're going to say it's like the Ran, so according to Mishnah Melech, who says that it's not an Amira, what's the Hochacha Midibara?
It's no worse than the Koach Maisav, right? The Baal is doing something. If there's an input mitzad the Baal, right? It might not be a technical Dibur, but there's certainly input mitzad the Baal. If you need a Gilui Das mitzad the Baal, you have it, because there's some input mitzad the Baal. Zach?
Why would the Yochirin say, in the case of the Rehavim Kiddushin from Din Arim, that would not be considered
a hochacha if the... Acherim would say it...
We're answering the question.
Right. Kiddushim is an Arif Ha'im Tzarech HaBaal Ladaber. The Baal doesn't have to speak. The question is, does the Baal have to speak? Acherim said the Baal does not have to speak because all you need is an Umdur the Mochach. Right. Yes.
According to the view of Amira as an integral part of Kiddushin, wouldn't the Gra admit that according to that Shita, that Hain, wouldn't we agree that the Amira has to be blushing Kiddushin and talking about Kiddushin? I mean, I thought we were saying the Gra was also
and that is
the middle.
No. Hain is a lotion of Kiddushin because Hain is like copy. You know, it's like control C, control V, right? It copies what the woman says. But it copies and it interprets, right? She says, Hareini Mekudesh Eslach. So he has to say, Harei Ad Mekudesh Esli. Control C, Control V is not going to help you for that, right? You need a certain interpretation. But that's what it does. It copies what she says and then it reinterprets it for the Baal. So the Gro would say, that's a real deep of Kiddushin. Okay? Yaakov?
Can one argue that even if it's a Din and Das, that Hain would still not work for Kiddushin? Meaning, He gives a Nesina, she does an Amira, and then he says Hain. But it doesn't necessarily mean the Gala that originally he thought that was his Daphne, he originally did the Nesina.
I'm assuming that the Amir is Bishas Kiddushin, right? According to the Ran argue with the, if it's all betoch kedei dibur, so then it doesn't matter. He can reinterpret his Nesina at this point.
Uh-huh.
Because betoch kedei dibur, one of the things we've mentioned, I'm sorry?
Even if his original Nesina was...
Toch Kedei Dibur doesn't only give you the ability to be Chozer, but Toch Kedei Dibur extends the actual Maisa. that we don't view it as though the ma'isa is completed until after Kedei Dibur, so he can give us perish on that ma'isa b'tov Kedei Dibur. Okay, we'll stop here. Let me just read it.